You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Golly, he says. Shucks. That Josh Allen, pretty good. I got to be honest. I listened to that yesterday and I was like, I hope he's ready for this. I hope he's ready for Sunday night.
It's a big game.
Maybe that's stupid. I acknowledge that could be stupid.
Well,
and I'm reading into what the guy says on Wednesday versus how he's played on the field. But as good as he's played, and it's really been two out of three great games for him. The game in the middle, he had two horrendous turnovers against Pittsburgh.
He did.
And they lost. So it's been two out of three games, but if you want to say it's all three because he's completing the high level of passes with the two-plus touchdowns, the Brady stat that's been floating around this week, fine. But maybe I'm just reading too much into, you know, the golly shucks thing with the media, but I'm like, it's got to be an effing hornet's nest on Sunday night in Buffalo with Josh Allen on the other side.
And all those lunatics outside diving through tables, the whole atmosphere.
I'm not saying he isn't ready. I just wonder if he is, and we're going to get our answer on Sunday night. And that had me wondering and thinking about it.
Yeah, but I think it's great, too, that it's somewhat early in the year. It's not week one, right? So you get to sort of like ease into the season a little bit, but it's also not way down the road. And they have a bunch of bad teams that they're going to face right after this game. But as everybody has said, it is such a good measuring stick game. All right, what do you look like against the Bills in Buffalo in prime time? And whether people want to hear him or not, all the Drake May, Josh Allen comparisons, and not comparing even now, although their stats look kind of similar, but comparing like when Josh Allen first came in the league and like how long it took him to eventually break through. And then, you know, I'm sure we'll get into it a little bit more tomorrow, but the whole Steph Diggs revenge game and all that stuff, like it is great. Like, I don't... You know, we talked yesterday about what right now in the NFL would be like the toughest place to play, environment combined with how good the team is, and it might be at Buffalo. Like, it's right up there. I think Arrowhead's still got to be a tough place to play.
I can't remember who
Philly
said
maybe.
It. I can't remember who said it yesterday. It might have been Gonzalez, but he was like, it's the closest thing in the NFL. And he meant it as a compliment.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the closest thing in the NFL to like a big college environment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And...
But plus, now you know, like, they've always had wacky, crazy fans, and God love them, but it's like, now it's the MVP of the league, too, on the other side. They haven't broken through and won a Super Bowl, but this is the regular season. They're 4-0. Like, they're probably the best team in the conference. You can coin toss with some of the teams in the NFC. So, like, as far as all that, like, all the challenges that you can face, it's right here.
So, and the issue, and Curran talked about this on Tuesday on our show. He's like, he's a top 7 thrower of the ball in the league, but is he a top 15 quarterback or whatever he said? Because quarterback is about processing and decision-making, and it's not just about who throws the prettiest football. It's about all these other things. I think that's the kind of stuff that's going to be tested on Sunday night. So I'm not saying he can't do it, but is Drake May ready for this? It's been four relatively easy opponents, four relatively easy games, most of them at home. He was also talking about primetime. He's like, ah, shucks, primetime's so great. It's like, when have you been in primetime? I mean, at North Carolina?
No.
Against Florida State?
No.
Like, I mean, it's not the same.
I don't even know if they would.
Right.
They probably,
how much was
North Carolina?
Great question. How much was UNC
they
in
primetime against TCU?
I was going to say, when they had Belichick.
No. When Drake May was there, how much were they in primetime?
Yeah.
So
not often.
No. So I just, I wonder if he's ready for it. I'm not saying he's not, but let's get our answer this weekend. I am giving him a shot against this Buffalo team. Buffalo didn't look great
last year. To cover.
Well, I mean, a shot meaning like you're in the game.
Oh, yeah,
so,
yeah.
I don't know, to cover for sure. I guess that's what I meant.
Yeah, I guess I'm more on the fence on whether or not they cover. Like, I really would be shocked if they won. It's the NFL. I mean, 2 weeks ago, the Browns beat the Packers.
Saints, who we think might be the worst team in the league, or at least going into the year, we thought that. They're probably not worse than Tennessee, the Jets, but they're bad. They were just winning in the fourth quarter in Buffalo last
week. No, I agree. I do think you take the Saints lightly, perhaps. You know, you're like, we can just roll out the balls and play and beat the Saints. Whereas the Patriots, not that they're so much better than the Saints, but division opponent, everyone's like, oh, they're the second best team in the division. The Bills are like, oh, are they?
And it's not Sunday at 1 o'clock. It's a primetime game. So there's more reasons where you won't be overlooking an opponent in an island standalone game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.